Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. Im Hayachacham Doresh. If the Kohen Gadol was a Chacham, then on Leil Yom HaKippurim, in order to keep himself awake, he would say a drasha. V'im lav, if the Kohen Gadol was not a Chacham, for example, in Bayi Sheni, where some of the Kohen Gadolim were not Chachamim, then Tamidei Chachamim Dorshin Lefanav. The Tamidei Chachamim would say a drasha in front of him to keep him awake. V'im ragel likros, if the Kohen Gadol knew how to read Tanakh, then after the drasha kore, he would read Tanakh. V'im lav, and if the Kohen Gadol was unable to read the Tanakh, korin lefanav, the Tanakh was read in front of him. Ubameh korin lefanav, which part of Tanakh was read before the Kohen Gadol? Be'iov, ube'ezra, ube'divrei hayamim. These three Sfarim had interesting stories, and therefore helped to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. Zecharya ben Kavuto Omer, Zecharya ben Kavuto says, Tamim harbe, many times during Bayi Sheni, Kariti lefanav kedaniel. I was the one that read in front of the Kohen Gadol the Sefer Daniel. Zuma, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Bikesh lis namnim, if on Leil Yom HaKippurim the Kohen Gadol looked as if he was about to fall asleep. Perche kahuna, makin lefanav be'etzba tzrada. The young Kohenim, whose beards were just starting to sprout, would snap their fingers in front of him and make a very loud noise to wake him up. The omrim lo, they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, a master the Kohen Gadol, Amod, stand up onto the cold floor, the Hafeg Achas Arispa, take a step on the floor was made out of marble and therefore would help keep him up. Umasikin Oso, Achi Yagiaz Manashchita, they would keep him busy, these Perche Kuna, until the Zman Hashchita of the Tamid, which was by Amud Hashachar.